With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Happy to be joined now by Lynn English basketball coach Antonio Anderson. And coach, welcome back to MSO. Last time we talked to you, it was about 54 weeks ago at the Garden.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. I appreciate you guys having me back. It's been a long year.
It has. And I wonder, coach, I just want to ask you a little bit about last year's team. You know, you called co-champs. You didn't get to play that last game, but you are the champs, Division I, second year in a row. Did you have a chance to celebrate with the kids after that? Because everything was canceled that week.
Yeah, we did, man. It took a while, but we ended up having a ring ceremony for the kids. Had a nice dinner for them, and celebrated the season because they definitely deserved it.
Oh, no question. I wonder now, the kids who went on to college ball, have they had a chance to play this year?
Yeah. The guys are playing, they're happy.
Excellent. You got anybody left in the tournament?
I'm sorry?
Do you have anybody left in the tournament, the March Madness?
Oh, no. Memphis wasn't in it, so I don't root for nobody else.
Okay, gotcha. I understand. Coach, tell me a little bit about this year's team, because the Lynn athletes in the public schools in Lynn didn't get to play any sports, and man, it was looking really bad. But some creative scheduling now. You guys have moved over into the GBL, and you've started. So tell me a little bit about what preseason was like for you guys when you finally got together.
We didn't even get to have one. Our AD, Mr. Newton, and our principal, they were, trying to work things out with the city officials and the mayor and the Board of Health all fall and things like that. We weren't able to play in the NEC, and so we were able to join the GBL, who they decided early on in the pandemic that they were going to start all their seasons a season later than everyone else to allow the numbers to go down, because most teams in the GBL are inner-city schools.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happened, we just were praying for hope, honestly. We got the word that the mayor was going to allow us to play, and, we just been very careful ever since, making sure our kids and the coaches are doing what they're supposed to do, and not catching the virus and being safe and being clean and following all protocols that Lynn Board of Health put in place for us. So it's been going well so far.
The coaches I talk with, that the protocol has not upset practice very much, because the kids are so into it. They're doing what they're supposed to do, so you can kind of concentrate on basketball.
Yeah. We're able to still do a lot of things that we normally would do.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be a little more careful in other uncertain drills and things of that nature. But for the most part, it's pretty much the same. You're just wearing a mask.
How'd your kids get to stay in condition? Because they couldn't practice in high school gyms. Most of your kids just kind of work out on their own.
Yeah, and some of our kids are still out of shape.
Okay. I'm reading Michael Lange's column here on the win over Classical, and I guess that's a good place to start. Tell me about how things are shaping up now with your guys, and maybe mention a few of your guys. I know Adelaide is back and leading the way for you.
Okay, hey, what'd you say?
I said I know Adelaide is leading the way for you, but maybe you could tell me a little bit about that Classical game and how your kids are doing.
It was well, Marvin was my high school coach, so, being able to go against him, knowing how competitive we both are was fun. We talked before the game and after the game, but, when English and Costco play each other, man, it's always going to be fun. The kids are going to get after it. We were fortunate enough to get out with a win. We played well defensively. We were trying to keep that going for the next few games.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember some of those games over there in the old Classical gym. That little bandbox was so tiny, and man, those games were amazing. Kids crashing into the wall and stuff. But you guys are 4-0 now. How many games will you be playing, coach?
We got one today against Malden, and then our league tournament starts Wednesday. But we get a bye because we'll be the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play in the semifinals on Thursday. Not sure when too, and if we win that, we play the championship Saturday. So the season will end this week for sure.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, please tell me a little bit about your team, coach, and maybe start with Adamide, because I don't know how many seniors you have, but he's the most obvious name that just jumps off the page.
We have Ademide Bamis, we have Aaron Viscaino, Lou Rivera, Kanye Waysville. We got a bunch of guys who are hungry, man. Guys been playing well. Josh St. Jean, Marvin Rosales. We got a bunch of guys who just been going after it, giving it their all every day in practice, trying to make the best of the situation. And, you know, that's all they can do. You know, that's what I told them. You know, it's, you know, season may not be as long, but you're still getting games, getting opportunities to have college coaches watch you play, and they're embracing that.
Well, Coach, I appreciate what you do, because you've got to keep the kids safe, on the court and off the court. And, I know it's not easy this season, but congratulations on, two consecutive, state championships, and good luck this week. Plus, we're going to see you again in a few months anyway when the season starts up again.
Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Coach. That is, Lynn English High School basketball coach Antonio Anderson. They are the state champs 2 years in a row. And wow, I didn't realize the season was wrapping up already. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.